a fluffy, rich, golden yellow shortening for a new kind of baking and frying, better in every way than ever possible before, brings you Pepper Young's Family.
Hello, I'm Red Barber with news from one of America's best cake bakers. She's Mrs. Harold Long of Des Moines, who for the last 10 years has won first prize for white cake at the celebrated Iowa State Fair. This year, she won her blue ribbon for a cake that's better in every way. A new kind of cake, made with Procter & Gamble's amazing new kind of shortening, Golden Fluffle. Fluffle, the fluffy, rich shortening that's golden yellow in color. And it beats white shortening a country mile for white cake, doesn't it, Ms. Long?
Certainly does. But I knew it would, because Fluffle's so much richer looking than white shortening, and blended so much better.
That's important, isn't it?
A perfectly blended batter makes for finer texture. And Fluffle made my white cake so much richer looking.
How about the taste?
Tasted better than any cake I ever made. Made my frosting with Fluffle, too. And, well, I got a cake I couldn't possibly have gotten before.
That's a stomp-down truth. Mrs. Long got a new kind of cake, better in every way, because she used Fluffle, the wonderful new kind of shortening, blended from finest ingredients by an exclusive fluffing process. Not a table spread. Fluffle's pure, all-purpose shortening. Yellow from wholesome carotene. Get Golden Fluffle real soon.
And now, Pepper Young's Family. Written by Elaine Carrington. It's a little before 9 o'clock when Pepper, his heart pounding with hope and excitement, drives up the hill to the oil well. He stops his car in front of the wooden shack that serves as an office, and with keen interest, he watches the crew working busily at the job of bringing out the oil. The sound of their voices, shouting back and forth in the crisp morning air and the rhythmic pump of the drill are music to Pepper's ears. And he stands there for a moment, drinking in the sight of all the activity around him. And then he turns and goes into the office. Dave Wallace jumps up from behind a desk and, hand outstretched, walks over to him, saying...
Hiya, Pepper. So you're right on the dot. It's exactly 9.
Good morning, Dave. To tell the truth, I was so eager to see you about this job, you're lucky I didn't show up at 8.
Well, you'd have found me here even if you had. We start bright and early every day.
Good.
Come on, Pepper, let's sit down over here, huh?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, I have a lot to talk over with you.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to ask you about Peggy. How is she today?
Dave, she is amazing. I called her before I started up here, and she said everything was just fine and not to worry about it.
You know, I can't get over her courage.
Mm-hmm.
The way she's trying with all her willpower to pick up the pieces of her life and go on from there.
Oh, I know. It's more than courage, though, Dave. It's a sort of a superhuman strength. Because at first, right after Carter's death, she was really in a bad way. For a while there, we were all worried sick for fear that she'd go into a collapse.
Yes, so was I. And frankly, Pepper, I'm still worried about that. I'm frightened that she may yet have a breakdown when the full realization of his death hits her.
No, I think the danger of that happening is past. I think that Peggy has faced it and accepted it and is determined to go on from here to the best of her ability.
Well, I hope you're right. Only I'm not so sure that going back to her own house with the children was such a good idea.
Wow.
And she'll be surrounded by so many memories there, Pepper. Every place she turns, she'll be reminded of Carter and their life together in that house.
Yeah, well, that's exactly her reason for returning there, Dave. See, she wants to be surrounded by those memories because she feels that there in that house, Carter is really close to her.
Pepper,
Dave, we have to let her do what she feels is best. There's nothing else we can do but stand by and be within shouting distance in case she ever needs us.
Yes, you're right, of course. And I hope that you and your family will count me in as one of the many friends who'll also be standing by, Pepper.
Well, of course. You may be sure that we'll count on you.
Thanks. Now, I know that you're as anxious as I am to get down to the business of this public relations job.
Yes, I am anxious to discuss.
Why we're here. Let me bring you up to date, huh?
Okay.
Well, the other day I called the home office. I told them what I told you. Namely, that I simply couldn't handle the public relations and manage this oil well, too.
Mm-hmm.
I told them that I'd have to have a public relations man to handle all the publicity requests that have been shooting at me lately.
Well, they agreed.
Yes, they did. But they suggested that I talk to the boss man himself. And believe me, I lost no time doing just that. I called Mr. DeWitt at home that same night.
He's quite a man. I met him once.
Yes, he said he knew you. When did you meet him, Pepper?
That time I went to Chicago when I suspected Sid Grayson was behind all the trouble at the first well.
Oh, that's right. You discovered that Grayson had been the one who set fire to that well and burned it out, didn't you?
Yeah. That's when I went to Mr. DeWitt and told him the whole story.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. Well, it certainly didn't do you any harm meeting DeWitt.
Why, what do you mean?
He thinks a lot of you, Pepper. You made quite an impression on him. So much so that he agrees with me that you are absolutely the right man for this job.
He does?
100%. Therefore, my friend, the job is yours, if you want it.
If I want it? Dave, you bet I want it.
Good. Well, the salary will be the fee you and I discussed, if that's agreeable to you.
Yeah, that's perfectly satisfactory.
Well, fine. And let me say that I am delighted.
Oh, boy, so am I. Just the thought of doing something as interesting as this, of being associated with as vital a business as the production of oil, of being part of your outfit here, it's very exciting to me, Dave.
Well, we think it's pretty exciting business, too.
Oh, it is. I can't tell you with what admiration I've watched this crew at work up here and watched you and Biff run this whole thing. Dave, you're doing a great job, and I consider it an honor to be a part of your operation.
Well, thank you for them kind words, mister. But I warn you, it'll be very hard work, too. Don't forget that.
Well, I'm glad it will.
And the very fact that you're a local man, that you're well-liked, highly respected by everyone, it makes you all the more valuable to us. You can handle the public relations not only from a cut-and-dried approach to oil and its production, but from the far more interesting approach of what this oil well means to Elmwood and the citizens of this town.
Okay. Now, where do you want me to start?
Brother, wait till you just take a look at this file. It is packed with memoranda from the home office, letters from trade publications asking for press releases. Everyone wants the lowdown on the Elmwood East well because it's a big baby. It's booming.
Yeah, it sure is.
And especially they want human interest stuff. You know, color, background, how the well was discovered, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I sure know the background. Heck, the old farmhouse Linda and I used to live in stood right on this spot, right over a nice fat lake of oil. Except only Sid Grayson knew about that oil then.
That's right, but you and Linda left the farm long before that, didn't you?
Yeah, I say we did. Our peaceful haven became a beehive of industry when they drilled the first well, and poor Linda couldn't stand it. So we gave the property back to Dad, since it was rightfully his, and we got out and we moved back to Elmwood.
When you did that, you gave your father a fortune.
Sure. But even if we'd known there was oil here, we still would have given it back to Dad. It was rightfully his, and it belongs to him.
You know, I must say that he doesn't seem to be very keen about the oil business, though. You know, he told me that sometimes he even hates to bank the checks that we mail him on the percentage due him for leasing us the land.
Yeah, I know. But Dave, you have to understand that the whole oil business was a very tragic one for Dad. As he says, it brought him nothing but grief. You see, when Kurt Bradley died as a result of the fire at that first well, Dad lost not only his partner, but his very best friend. Mm-hmm. And then Nora Wilson died as a result of that fire, and Carter, too, was a victim. His sickness was closely tied up with the fire. Actually, that's why he ran away, because he thought that he was guilty of setting it, guilty of Kurt and Nora's death. See, he blacked out up here that night, and when he came to, the well was blazing. And then when Nora and Kurt died, why, Carter ran from Elmwood.
Yes, I know. And for over a year, he was possessed by this terrible guilt. He was sure that he was responsible for their deaths.
Yeah.
And he wandered from city to city, always hiding, afraid to return to Elmwood for fear that he'd bring disgrace on Peggy and your family.
That's right. Ah, gee, poor Carter. If only he'd known sooner that he was in no way to blame.
I know. Well, as... no doubt of it. You know the whole history of this oil field, both good and bad. So here's the file of correspondence. Go to work, boy, and write your stories on it.
Yeah, you bet I will. And believe me, I'll do a good job for you, Dave.
Well, if I hadn't been sure of that, we wouldn't have hired you. Oh, excuse me. Hello. Oh, hello, Linda.
Linda?
Yes. He's right here. Just a moment. Oh, here you are, Pepper. Linda would like to speak to you.
Thanks, Dave. Hello, darling. Is anything wrong? What's that? Oh, gosh, that's bad. Yeah. Well, sure, of course you must. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doc Thomas says what? Oh, I see. Yeah, well, he's probably right about that. Yeah. All right, darling, and tell Mrs. Trent that we're all rooting for her. She what? Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, that's tough. All right. And don't worry about Button and me. We'll be okay at Mom's. Yeah. But let us know how everything is, won't you? Yes, I will. Goodbye, dear.
Bad news?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Linda says Ivy Trent has had a relapse. She's in pretty bad condition.
You don't say?
Yeah, yeah. Linda says the worst of it is that Mrs. Trent doesn't seem to have any will to live. With Carter gone, she feels that she has nothing left to live for.
But she has. She has her grandchildren and Peggy.
Yeah, I know. But apparently they can't seem to get her to realize that. Nothing seems to mean much to her. At least not at this time. She's all broken up about Carter's death. And Linda says Dr. Thomas is very concerned about her. He wants Linda to stay on duty, and I agree with her that she should.
Yes. Anybody can help Mrs. Trent, Linda can. I understand they're close friends.
Yes, they are.
Say, Pepper, this is sure going to upset Peggy when she hears that Carter's mother is worse.
Dave, Dr. Thomas doesn't want Peggy to know how bad things are with Ivy Trent. He feels it'd be too much for it this time.
Well, it most certainly would.
Yeah, so whatever we do, somehow we've got to keep this from her. Because the doctor's right. Peggy couldn't take any more worry and trouble. Not now. Not so soon after Carter's death.
The two men look at each other gravely. Each knows that it isn't going to be easy to keep this from Peggy. That she will insist on knowing how Carter's mother is progressing. Even on visiting Mrs. Trent at the hospital. And yet they must prevent Peggy from learning the truth. That Ivy Trent's condition is far from satisfactory.
And now let's turn to Tide. Sooner or later, almost everyone turns to Tide, and there's good reason why. It's because nothing else will wash your clothes as clean as Tide, yet is so mild. And I do mean nothing else. No wash day soap, no other detergent known. Hundreds of tests prove it. You know, until Tide came along, it just wasn't possible to get your family wash so clean. And today's Tide has even more cleaning power. More mildness, too. Tide is milder for your hands than any other detergent known. That means Tide's truly safe for all your bright wash colors. And here's something else. Until Tide came along, it had never been possible to get your sheets, towels, and shirts so white. And today's Tide has an even greater whitening action. Gets clothes more dazzling white than ever. No wonder millions more women use Tide than any other washing product. Get Tide today.
Sooner or later, almost everyone turns to Tide.
Because nothing else.
Nothing else?
Nothing else will wash as clean as Tide, yet is so mild.
Get T-I-D-E Tide.
And now, this is Bill Lazar, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Pepper Young's Family. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Fluffo, the fluffy rich shortening that's golden yellow. Get Fluffo for a new kind of pie crust, cakes, and fried food. Better looking, better tasting, better in every way than ever possible before.
This is the NBC Radio Network. KNBC San Francisco, a service of RCA.
Enjoy the bread that's first choice. Yes, enjoy Kilpatrick's, the bread that's first choice for freshness. Kilpatrick's bread is the finest, freshest bread you can buy. And that's why Kilpatrick's bread is first choice. So get the bread that's first choice, fresh Kilpatrick's bread in a bright gingham wrapper.